Muslim boys were all like Khoris, Ikrim, like Khoris, because it said the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mis'avit L'Tfilosos Shel Tzadikim. But at Akupanim, the Tchum, in other words, it's an Isayin, it's a Edut for Tfilah, but the Tchum in which the Isayin was in Akrus and Ikrim Nakoros. The part that's, the fact that they're called Ovis, and this is the Mokum Nisayin, is obviously special. But Lechura, I mean, they could have been saying anything. I mean, they could have been sick, they could have been poor, they could have, it says, L'mashal, David HaMelech was supposed to be born in Eifel. And his whole Metzius was a tefillah, who was called a tefillah, that it had some survival. I mean, of all the Nyanim, Dafke, the music of Akrus, try to understand why Dafke Dafikuda. Understand why Dafke Dafikuda. Second, it says, Biborim, so Chazal said, Biborim is Oisius Avram, that when the Pasuk says that this is told us, the Adam when he became Yibayim, so Chazal say that's Oisius Avram. So good, I mean, that's Avram, the Schus of Avram, but it's something more specific in the Pasuk. Zochan Akev Avram, by Yivarach Oisam, by Yikra Shmam Adam, Yibayim Yibayim. I mean, why Dafke Avram, when we sum up that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was buried the world, Zochan Akeva, over there we have a remnant for Avram. There's a Medrash in Tehillim. There's a pasuk that says, Im Chosik Tis Chasod, V'Novet Itabo, V'Mikash Tis Pato, that a person with a person who's a Chosid, a person is supposed to be Mischasid. In other words, the correct Hanhaga with somebody who is a chassid, he does the finish or something, I guess, or he's a very good person, you're supposed to be mischassid with him. A person who's a bad person, you're supposed to go the ikshus. I mean, and that's why Yaakov with Lavan was allowed to try to fool him, because it's part of the anhag of the mikesh tisakosh. The ma'idach kisa, im chassid is chassid. So the Medrash says, what is the case of, what's like the ideal case of Mechasit is Chasot? So Chazal say that, so Mershon Tulum says that when Avram Avinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Ma'eda Ki Roshena Matitan Li V'Nechi Hoylech Ariri U'ben Meshek Be'isi U'demes Kol Yeza, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him V'hinei Dvash Ha'meil Avleim Alo Yerosh Chazer Kim Asher Yetze Mechu Yerosheko, that anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the anhog of Imchosit is Chasod. I mean, all the good things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave people was all, I guess, a get of Midas Chesed. And yet, it doesn't say Imchosit is Chasod. I mean, the whole Chumash is full with the good things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for different tzaddikim. And none of it, I mean, of the places, yes, Avram is called Chasid, and but specifically in this Maisa, where's the Anhagim Chosit is Chasot? It's a strange of all the places to pick out. I mean, it could have been with Noach. Noach Motzachem, that Kodesh Baruch Hu told him that he destroyed the whole world and he saved him. That was Anhagim of Kodesh Baruch Hu being good to Tzadikim. What's the Anhagim Chosit is Chasot that specifically is Anhagim? Another connection to Shaila is Avram, the midah of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is called a chassid. The mid of chassidus is lifnim yishros adin. Mr. Shalom says so. The Gemara, whenever the Gemara wants to say that something is a midas chassidus, it will say it's lifnim yishros adin. Avram is a mid of chassid. Chassid is something that you don't owe somebody. It's lifnim yishros adin. So Avram being the chassid, that chassid is chassid, and Avram being the chassid is one and the same. It's strange that the others start off with Midas Chasidus. I mean, it says, like Amar Etz Chasid, a person is supposed to start off with go L'chu with Shuras Adin, and then go to Lifnim Shuras Adin. I mean, in what sense does it make sense that the Ish Chasid was the one that the Pasuk says that the Anhag of Chasidus applies to because he's a Chasid, is Avram Avinu? and is on Hogav Chesed like that. The Kula the Seder is helpful. The Hogav should start with the basics and move on forward. One more. The end of the parasha last week, the end of Noach, it says, Vela told us Terach Terach was Avram Nocha Horen. By Yomas Horen up the Terach Avi Beres Malarte Burkastik. That Horen died up the Terach Avi. The Rashi explains the context of Urkastim. The Zoi asks the Kashab is like Mabol Hashmeinu. Why does the pasuk tell us that Horen died up in Terach Aviv? So it says that they never. So the Zoi says because never before did someone die up in Terach Aviv. Fine. First of all, it's a Zoi. It's a Medrash Lekach Tov. First of all, I mean, you have Hevel, you have Chanoich, you have Lamech. All three of them died up in Terach Aviv. So what does it mean that this is the first one who died up near there? So in Pshat, the first three were killed, and he died. Good. Again, this was the first. Everything in the world could have been a first. The first person who planted barley, the first person who planted pomegranates, the first person who did this. I mean, there has to be first that the Pshat is, it's very, very negea to something. I mean, Mabel Hashmeinu. I mean, God, it was the first time Ben was Meisal Aviv. The other things that Chazal point out, nobody was old before, nobody was sick before. Those seem to be very mahalchim that are intrinsic to the Bria. And we'll explain some of them. But here, it's Meisal Aviv, it's a tragedy. But what's the firstness of it? What was the Chiddush here? And the whole significance of Terach is only Asavron. So the personal tragedies of Terach doesn't interest anybody really, and it's all like Dhamma. So the way the Rashi's explanation that it's contrasting Avram and Horan is good, but understanding it as just that's in fact that it's the first time the Bria or somebody's made something of it is strange. I mean, the Diyuk of the Zohar is obviously the word Apnei of it, as opposed to Lemech and to other ones where they were killed. But this is a special Apnei of it. Good. So let's try to understand a little bit the Nekuda, the Yichud of Avis. In a very core way. The first Bria, the world, we divide the world, the Domein, Tzemeach, Chai, Medaber, Sroel, fine. The classification as five different categories is a classification of Kadmonim. But it's very clear that if you were to split these categorizations into two, you'd make a big line between the first one, between Domein and everything else. In other words, Domein is the world that's inanimate, and Chai, in a very broad sense of the word, would include from Tzemeach and Vayter. As the world is divided into two halves, the things that are Domein and the things that have something of Chiyos, at least like a Tzemach. When the Torah gives the Bria of Tzemachim, the Torah says it like this. So the first 3 days, the first 2.5 days, were things that were not living. There was Mayim, there was Rakia, there was Yabosha. Vayim Alekim, Tad Shei Ha'aretz Deshe, that the world should be covered with the Shoim. Esev Mazria Zera, an Esev that had seeds. Eitz Pri, Eitz Pri, the mean like, Asher Zarei Boi Alaretz. So the from this Nekuda onwards, you have the Koyach of Chiyus in the world, the Koyach of the Shoyim Tzmachim is the first Koyach of Chiyus in the world that we have, the first Inyan of Chiyus. Lechura, it should have said Esev and Eitz Pri, or Eitz Pri maybe. The Zarei Boi, both Mazria Zera and Zarei Boi, are not Mikufa Shalinyan. I mean, how does a plant grow vita? How do you make new plants? Yeah, it has seeds you planted, or you can take a branch of the old one. I mean, that already is part of the system to how the plant survive. I mean, how does a plant make food? It takes water, and it takes sunlight, and it takes minerals, and it puts it together. How does a plant shield itself from enemies? It has some ways to do it. How does a plant get bigger, it grows upwards? I mean, there is no, the Torah is not interested in giving me the protim of the botany. The Torah is saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a new phase of Yetzirah into the world, yitziras of something called chai in the most basic sense of the word chai. So tzmachim, I would say called over tzim meyach. Tache eretz esev masri esev. I wouldn't say masri aser, but esev tzim meyach. That's in fact that it grows is called tzmicha. The Torah says no. The Torah calls it zriya, and when the Torah is defining plant life and everything living, as opposed to everything before, the Torah says it that way. When the Torah defines Adam, it says the Vayomer Lehem Elokim Pru Revu Milas Haaretz. Fine. I mean, the first thing is, what about themselves? Tell them something about themselves, and then you tell them your job is to plant the plow, and when you get through your work, have children and let them go weiter. You see that Goshen both in Yonim. I mean, the very Bria, you have the Pru Revu in Sai have it before in the in Nefesh in the Shrotzim and so on. And at that time she says already, because that's probably Etzim Kiyum of the Min. But in Adam it's not Etzim Kiyum of the Min, and still it says that. So the words like this. The musig, and if we're to say in the Bria, if we're to pick on a tchun in the Bria, that its metzias is much more doimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we would call it chayim, chiyus chayim, and so on. The something living, alekim chayim. The music of living is something that chay olamim, and Rama says it has to be chay olam, not chay olamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the living thing. So in Kol Zman the Bria produced doimim. Doimim was something that was completely divorced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it was seen as being something distinct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Koyach of Chayim is something that is much closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad as Koyach HaChiyus. Chiyus defines itself that it is, it's something that it has a certain nekuda of Yesh Me'ayim. On a simple level, as one of the a living thing is always, it's growing, it's getting bigger, it's getting better, it's whatever it is. There's a certain element of it. It's an inanimate object. The longer you leave it around, the more it gets worn out and washed away, and so on and so forth. The above of chai develops. So the fact that the thing itself has its own resources within itself is a simon of chiyus, and the etzem, the fact that it's bearing something else, means that in a certain sense, the koach of creating something else is not just another nekuda in chiyus. That chayim is doing what a dove of chay does. It runs around, walks around, eats, and so on, and plays. And then it also has kids to perpetuate. The ultimate expression of chiyus lies in the fact that the thing is bayrei, in the fact that the thing becomes never-ending, mikoach atzmoi. The fact that the thing can create yesh me'ayin means that it's not totally in anything that was there before. So certainly the original chiyus is totally in somebody, in where did it come from. But once you have a chai, that process becomes ke'ilu self-perpetuating, and it becomes a metzius nitzchis and kayemis, and in the koach halada lies the etzem hevdel between the chelik of the bria that's chai to the chelik of the bria that's doimim. A rock, if you take a piece of wood, a dead piece of wood, and you put it in soaking water, it becomes bigger, it swells up. If you take, metal, you heat it, it becomes bigger. You cool it, it contracts, and so on. But that's not called, it changes. It doesn't grow. But, when diamond accumulates, it's growing a crystal. It doesn't really grow. It just accumulates in a certain way when you put it in a certain oven. But the metzias that something should be growing, it means that Mineu Bay, the thing goes beyond where it is. It has no gvulis, because anything that's capable of going a step beyond itself is eternal. It goes a step beyond itself, and that step goes a step beyond itself, and that's and the step beyond that goes a step beyond itself. The metzias of going a step beyond a step, once a thing has that koyach of going a step beyond itself, then it's be'etzim, it's a nitzchi, it's kiyum is toin itself, and it's most doimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu as is physically possible. Nimtzina l'meidim, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought into the world the koyach of chiyus, it most strongly it expressed itself in the fact that it would have zera. So tatsha oretz is a Esav Mazria Zera, means that within the Zera itself, the Koyach of Tzmicha is that it can be Mechadosh the Zera. And therefore, it's the eternal growth of a plant, is that it produced a new plant, which produced a new plant, which produced a new plant, and so on. That is the Etzem Koyach of Chiyus. You could say, al der tzachus, that's the Pshat, it's Yom Shehuchpo by Kitoy. The Pashto Pshat is because you have the Yabasha and you have the Tzmochim. But it is the Huchpavay means the thing itself. The thing itself became it doubled over. In other words, the thing itself produced something. So it's two tovas in one tova. That was the metzias of Yom Shlishi. Within the tova, within the tzmicha, there lies the second tzmicha, and so that's called the hachpala. It multiplied itself. Yom Shlishi Kitov means it multiplied itself. Good. So the koyach of chiyus in the bria was the koyach of being murdered. The shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has different shemes, like it says in Chazal and Shmois, consistent with the action that he's doing. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nikra. There's one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Keil Chai. We say it in when we make a bris, Keil Chai Chal Keinu. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Keil Chai, and the Mida with which we associate it with, the reason why we use that Shem at a Bris Mila is because the Mida, the Koyach of Hailada in an Adam, is a Zelum Aseh of the Koyach of Keil Chai. So the Koyach of Keil Chai, in other words, when we talk about Kashpoch of Keil Chai, where do you see Chiyus in the Bria? Not in the fact that a person is just living and existing, but in the fact that a person is Melid Kedig Mosai. And in his Mazria Zera and his Mali. That's where there's a Keil Chai volcano. So the Koyach of Chiyus and the Bria, the Koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Deimat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Chayim, Lekim Chayim, Keil Chai, in the Chelek of the Bria, in Toiloda, is the sharpest expression of it. So it's not just the Pshat Keilu, the center of a living thing is itself, and that is a problem. You know, he's going to get used up. So what do we do? So we give him another koyach of hilada. Mitzad the koyach of a yitzur chai to be made itself to bring out of itself something that wasn't there before. Not just to rehash what was there before. That koyach lies in koyach hilada, and it that is the koyach of Adam. So Lemaise, let's go to the Zohar Shaila. The fact, the Zohar is pointing out a Dover Yuchad B'Yosef. That Lemach was killed, that they were killed out, Al Pnei Aviv, that doesn't bother him. That's not a Nekud in the Bria. But the fact, you know, it's Haran is considered like the Pshuto Shemikra is, but he died up there. You know, Chazal said how it happened. But the Mikra points out that it means that the avos of Terach was lacking a real Koyach HaLada. For instance, if I have a wheel in front of me and I spin the wheel, so I say, oh, look at the Koyach that I gave over to the wheel. You see that I created a spinning wheel. Wait a while, the wheel will stop spinning. That'll be the end of it. My koyach achius did not endow itself with more chius and created some sort of perpetuating. I simply took what I had and left it over there. That was what I did when I spun the wheel. So in Avos, when the Metzias of Avos were in the Bria, Terach's Avos was the nadir of Avos in the Bria. It showed that there was no Avos. It was, if you want to use a mashal for it, I mean, in Halacha you find there's a difference, eggs that are produced by choyl, by spina choyl, that it just rubbed itself against sand of the chicken, and that's how it made the egg. In other words, there was no yitzira of chadashos. There was no asiya of chadashos in the Bria. It just was a conventional thing. Just like when you take a chicken and you shecht it, and you get out of it a top and a bottom and a pulka and a figa, the chicken didn't give birth to these things. I mean, you cut up the chicken to parts. The same thing. The koyach of hayladen the Bria, in the sense that it's a chiddush or mechadish, came to an end with Terah. That's what the Zohar is pointing out. That is the transition between the world before Avram and the world after Avram. The koyach of Yisrael. The koyach of Yisrael is that they are the B'ni B'chayri. The B'ni B'chayri means, if a father has a lot of children, so it could be the third child is the brightest, it could be the fifth child is the most musical, it could be the eighth child is the nicest. The only thing about the first child that's unique is that he was the first one to show that the father's a Meilut. All the other koichas of the Av, it's not dafka that the Bechor is the one that exhibits it. The Koyach HaLodah is the Koyach that the Bechor specifically exhibits, and therefore, B'ni Bechor Yisrael are the first ones to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, to show the Koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Kud of Chiyus in the Bria, where it becomes self-perpetuating. And the others are Amalek Banim and so on. So the Nisoyan, the Nekuda of Avos, the Etzim, was Avos. It wasn't just that there were great people, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could have a whole nation like that? There were very nice people. There was Sherman, there was Ava and Maki Tzedek, or whatever you have it beforehand. It was very, very nice. But the none of these were Malidim. So they were just... happened to be the good Nekudas that existed before him. So when you split up the people, some of them retained Toiv, some of them retained extreme Toiv, some was Ra. There was no Koyach because you see that they could not be Meilid. Since they could not be Meilid, therefore that Koyach was just the Toiv was over. Just like if you take the chicken, divide it into pieces, those are not Hoyledas of the chicken. It doesn't show the chiyus of the chicken. It just shows that the chai kol echad shemeis kol shiva. If I can't, you split into a lot of parts. When Avram came into the world, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Beicha b'Avram, and they began to do the Aveda had to be Dafka Avus. So the pshat is, the nisoyan of the world was Akoros. That was their metzias. And they had to become others. That was the etzim fact. It wasn't just another problem like not feeling well or not having money or not this or not that. That was the metzius. I will speak a little soon about the kirchus hanefesh where it applies. But that was the... There's a lesson in Chazal, the Gemara Bar Basra. Noah says, "Vavartim es nachlosei." If somebody doesn't have a ben, if somebody doesn't have a son, so "Vavartim es nachlosei." So Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nismalei evra on someone who doesn't love Meilid Ben Zohar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets upset with someone who doesn't love Meilid Ben Zohar. So Meilid, if we say someone not Meilid, you could say maybe the person not married, he should do more shots to get married. But we're talking about somebody who's married, and he has daughters, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu benched him with. So what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry when he doesn't love Meilid Ben Zohar? I mean, it's not up to him, it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Teretz is because we're talking about On this level, a ben zocher means, since the zocher is the meili, he's the one who initiates the process. The process of initiation is always by the zocher. The kever can only be mekabel with the zocher is masriya. So if a person's sum total in what he did in the world is, he left over a lot of good things. But it never crossed the threshold of good that creates good, that creates good. If a person has the Moshe Talmidim, they're very nice, they hear what he said, and it's very good and very fine. So that's the etzim is a failure. The Hatzalacha is if you create a Talmud that creates Talmidim. Because then it's like a living Torah, then it's living. Because if you create a Talmud, then it's a Netzach, because that Talmud creates a Talmud that creates a Talmud, and so on. The Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person leaves over in Yonim this world that are Nekevistic, meaning they are what they are. This is a good thing, this is a good thing, this is a good thing, all good things, fine. But if they don't have a koyach of zriya, of going weiter, then a person didn't do his avoda correctly. That's not avodas Hashem. So we're going back to so that's why it says be boram, that in the Avram is merum is in the bria, because the metzias of Avram is zochan ekeva barayisam. The metzias hayloda in the bria is Avram. That's the metzias of Hayad in the Bria. That's what the parsha is when Avram complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says Ma titan li v'hine v'esek v'esi yoros oisi v'necha l'cha ariri. The pshat is, what do you mean Ma titan li? I mean, he had so many good things, Avram. The Terence is, but mitzad Avram, mitzad the mitzias of Avram, Avram needed, the Bria had wonderful people. There was Shems and there was Avis and other fine people. But that there should be a mitzias in the Bria, that of Avrus, that this doesn't, it's not just good things that are left over, but something that has that koyach to be moiled, something that will be moiled, that will be moiled, and so on. That's Avram's makom. And without that, that's what Rashi says, the Mesek, basically, the Dola Mashkim Tosha Sharabi. I have my Torah, I have. Fine. Avram Avinu's Torah is in the Bria, and there's somebody around that's going to write it up for everybody. That's not a problem, and say it over. But I wasn't made with anything. I didn't bring something new into the Bria, because that's finishes. Once Eliezer will finish saying over the Shurim and writing them over, so it's done with that, that's it. So Mat Titan, there's nothing that I haven't done it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Tzei Mitzvah Gmina Shelcha. And I won't explain that, because that's a second Nekuda. So we're saying until now that the Metzius of Ovis lies dafke in the Avhus Shebedavah, that the Akoros wasn't stam, but the Etzem Chiddush of the Ovis was to bring back that Nekuda of Chiyus that was missing in the Bria. There's a Toras Kanim. Let's put it the other place. There's also different ways in the Gemara. The Toras Kanim says that Mechukosai, that Lasid Lovay, by the Bria, the trees gave fruit on the day they were born, and then they were in the Skalkel, or the Bria was in the Skalkel, so they, and it takes now a lot of time. Lasid Lovay, it's going to go back where it was before, and everything will give more fruit on the very day that it was created. That's the, I mean, it's very nice. It's sort of a kilka. How long do you have to wait? The mice, once a tree starts giving fruit, it's a big deal. So once everything's planted, I mean, what's the problem of the wait? The teretz is, the piluk, the fact that a person could look as an apple, and not see the zera bari as being the atzmius of the apple, that's the kilka in the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't mechadish wheat and apples. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechadish a koyach in the Bria of Chayim, which is mischadish. And the fact that something can have its own mitzias, like we have a mitzias for 20 years, some odd years, we are what we are, and then we mail it. So that sort of is kilka, it's two separate koyaches. The person is what he is. And then there's a second thing of Hilada. Now he wants to have children, have children. The fact that the Metzias is Zera Boy, the fact Eitz Pri, Oisa Pri, as a Zari Boy, the fact that it's a Koyach Achius, which the Atzmius of Koyach Achius is the perpetuation of itself, that Kilkel, that's the way it was Kitikune when the Bria started. And the, and the, and the, and there was it became nispare with the chait, and lasid lovay that tikkun will go back again. It says in the Zohar, this says shazari boy lemeir do yitzchok. I mean, Avraham was an archer for a long time. The Torah says the etzem mitzius that the child is the atzmius of the av, that the tachos of the av is the toleda that Yitzchok was mechadish that we saw by Yitzchok. Good. So let's go. Let's take it a step in avoda. What is the koyach in tzuras adam that we're talking about in avoda sadam? In Avodas Adam, the Geder is the difference between Din and Lifnim Mishuras Adin. But a person does what he's told. He's told to do A, he's told to B, he's told to C. So Mitzad, his Avodah, the person is just giving back what's been put into him. You type it like a computer, you type a command, does it this way, type this command, does it that way. Fine. If anything that's Lifnim Din, anything that's within the framework of Din, is what it is. And so there is no Gili of a Lekim Chayim in Aveda that is restrained, that to contained to what is told. So in the Metzias where you see that the Aveda is Meilit, is Midas Chasidus. In other words, the Midas Chasidus is not extra credit, and that's where we look at it. The Midas Chasidus is what is the Toilad of your Aveda. Tell the same shal tzaddikim is mitzvahs ma'isim tovim. What's the toilah? Where is there a toilah there? Where do we see the difference between a person who does it and a person who's made it mitzvahs ma'isim tovim? The teretz is the toilah of mitzvahs ma'isim tovim lies in what's past it. So at the midah of Avraham Avinu is chasid. Im chasid is chasad, is that bedafka. Because you have to, you know, what Avraham Avinu started is not tzidkis. What Avraham Avinu started is avos, and the zelum asen avoda to avos is midas chasidus, because midas chasidus is not looking for more things to do. It's where what a person is doing right is it brings out something in him. I want to say a word from the Slam Rebbe's Chayim Vachi. I think he said it over, maybe from the Maggid. It says that if you learn two halachas on somebody, you're mechuyev zecheretz. It says like David HaMelech, who learned shalilomad al ashtei halachas bilvad from Achitayful, and he called him Rabbi Alufi Midor and so on. So he said, what's the lashon bilvad? What's the emphasis? He said he learned two things. What's the emphasis of Bilvad? So he said, it's be'emes in Torah, it's not shayach ever to learn only two halachas. In Torah, the nyanim and Torah are par of a ravadik. There's every new nukud is moilet compared to the old one, compared to the Friedrich halacha. Is it like it? Is it dissimilar? What's the chilek? How does it broaden the whole framework of describing it? In all those in Yanim, a person is broadening himself, and it's never, once you've learned somebody, you've never learned only one thing. It goes into a whole tree, it goes into the forest. Here, since these are two on Hagas Tercheret, they were not Ikedikadinim, so the Meilat they dead ends. In other words, and the Bilvad is the Chiddush, that despite the fact that these two in Yanim were only, they were Taked Bilvadik in Yanim, because they were Hanhagas Tercheret, Bilvad, without the Shaykh Sereset Torah, still it was considered a Rebbe and so on. Good. So the midah of is Chasidus, and the Meila Avraham Avinu's midah, the first midah had to be Chesed, which is Ish Chasidecha and so on. A Chesed is called, there's a lesson in the Zohar, it's quoted differently. The Sfarim quoted a little bit differently. The right lesson is Ein Chesed Alamisha Mis Chesed in Koinai. A chesed is someone that does chesed takar shbaruchu, kaviyachu. The Lashon is usually quoted, Ezo chesed amis chesed in koina, in kenshalai. The Lashon we have there is ein chesed ela misha mis chesed in koina. The pshat is the chesed of it means chesed means someone that goes pierced the tzivui. The chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs it. Now, do you understand chesed always in terms of need? I mean, there's no such thing. But the verb is pierce the boundaries. When a person sets himself up for doing, a person is going to do Aveda, a person is going to do the right thing, and so on. So we look at it this way. Those in Yanim that the person does that he's supposed to do, you know, halavai, I'll do what I'm mechuyev to do, and fine, and that's it. And, you know, if I become a very madriga, I'll do for extra credit. Like a person on a test, he expects to finish the first 100 questions that are required, and the extra credit, matayma. No, that's the attitude we have, that's the tzuri we have to. A person has to understand that it's not in the lemaisa and not in the atzmis. If a person's emotionally or mentally hasn't crossed over the threshold of halada, then the pshat is then it's nothing in a sense. That's the pshat of vayomus apnei ovid. He's being filled up with instructions. He's carrying out the instructions. That's that. That tzuras adam as a chai, that the person is a melid, and that's the atzmius of the person that's missing from him. No matter how often you stress it, if a person sits and writes l'mashal chidushim, and not everybody can be mechadish, if a person sits and writes up the inyanim, if a person does some activity within the learning framework that's his, it's not what he's absolutely required to do, but he sat down and he said, the way I get the sugi down, so I rewrite it. Or once a week I'm going to sit and write chidushim, my chidushim. Or I'll bring down all the Marmot Kodimus, I think I'm going to look and be Messiah. Every single person has something in himself that is creative. It doesn't have to be chidushim in the pure sense of the word. But it's a chidush to what's required. If it's not like that, then the person is an automaton. The person is a robot. I mean, there's nothing of you different. Or a person has a special chukka to learn something that other people don't learn. If the Avodas Hashem and the Torah and the Lein Yeshiva is all just because you have to do it, it's a begrudging. So of course you don't look for extras and you don't care for extras and the nefesh is not muddled with anything. But if not, then if it's living, then it has to be muddled something. The test if it's living or not, inanimate things also grow. If you take something that's dehydrated and you put it in the water, it'll well up. And if it looks like if you take a paper flower that's made very nicely and you've dried it and you put it in water, it's going to look like it's going to fill up with water. It looks like it's growing, but it's not moiled anything. Ha'ilada is shayach only if the thing is a klech achius. And the problem that a person has if his avoda is with chius, sometimes it's a real deep lack in the person. Sometimes it's just because he doesn't want to. It's a good sign that the person, it's a good sign the person is not applying himself. Because there's nothing, there's no time of the year, day, week that the person learns what other people don't learn. There's no sefer that's not the most absolutely required sefer that he's learning. There's no chidushim, telling it over to somebody. 101 activities that show something of personal hailada is not shaykh in the person. So it's all about, and saying, what about this Hashem? I mean, you know, what do you got to do now? You got to take the living, you got to take this, you got to do this and that. Fine. And that's that. Like, you know, that's what Shulchan Aruch says. And where are you? I mean, of course, it doesn't mean that you should do it and what you want to do and not the Shulchan Aruch. But fine, the Shulchan Aruch is the framework. And where are you? I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created robots in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created people. So here is the Luv and Esrik. One person wants to take it for seeking. One person wants to learn a half hour about it beforehand. And be omer on the pshat. One person wants to take it in the sukkah. One person wants to take it after the halal. A 1001 darkei aveda. The tenai is that if the person is a chai, then he's melded it. And something new comes up. It's his own knech. It's his own toledah. And if a person is not melded anything, then in that it says chatzar kozbov is male evro. I want to just make one. The Gemara in Shabbos says that Nutrikin is min haTorah. Nutrikin means that the words can be split up and Rosh HaTevis out of it, You can take the word and make things out of it. Anochi, ano nafshes kas v'zivnes. A mutrikin is a form of halada. In other words, you have a word, the word exists, it has its own self, and within the word, each letter can sprout another word. The first place that mutrikin is mentioned is our parsha. Avraham moin goyim nesaticha, Avraham minayim, the trikin atoim minayim, that it says, he called Avraham because Avraham moin goyim nesaticha. So the sheirish of Torah, that kisela yefeitzetz, that each word and each inyan of a Torah can be broken into smaller inyanim, and each one becomes a dovah natsmai. Av is something, and hamoin is something, and goyim is something. Nesaticha. So that's the makos by us. The sheirish of avos, the sheirish of klal Yisrael, the sheirish of the chiluk with the bria took a turn. Lech lecha, Neach finishes. Neach was a big tzaddik, but it finishes with Haran dying up Eterach Aviv. Dehu. Neach spun the wheel hard, and it got up to Haran, and that was the end of it. Avraham Avinu was Mazriya Zera in the Bria, and that's why the same was Akris, and it had to come from him. Everything had to come from him to go past his gevulas. The Etzem Hayloda was an act where he pushed himself past gevulas. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Tzei Mitzdagnina Shalcha. It's the pshat, because if the Hayloda is within the Tzdagninus, it's also not Hayloda. The pshat is, you have a Varim, and there's Mazriya, and they have kids. B'seda, it's also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, no. Tzei Mitzdagnina Shalcha means, Hayloda means going beyond yourself. Step outside of yourself, and that's where you're mighty. And that Avram is the site of Bria of Behibera. And the midah for that is Midas Chasidus, and Midas Chasidus is not, it's not the last midah. On a large frame, for sure, if a person keeps missing out halachas, and he's doing all sorts of great things, it's a stira. But the very beginning, Ben Yud Gimel begins Aveda, and he's a Ben Hayloda. In other words, the place, the time when a person becomes a mechuyev mitzvahs is the moment he becomes a Ben Hayloda. Because that's the atzmis of Yisrael. A Yisrael is a melid, and that's who's mitzvah mitzvahs. Naturally, the brunt of Avodah goes with what's mechuyev. But that a person should have some atzmis, that is the etzem mitzvahs of Yisrael, of Ne'avram.